This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The British banking giant Barclays is going after money laundering that can also feed terrorism. It's shutting down 200 little outlets that immigrants use to send cash back home. This could be hard on people in developing countries who depend on that money. Marketplace's Stephen Beer joins us live from London. Stephen, pretty drastic action.
Well, Barclays has tightened up its anti-money laundering regulations following the massive $1.9 billion fine that another British bank, HSBC, had to pay for money laundering violations. So 250 money service companies have now failed to comply with Barclays' new rules, so Barclays, from today, is refusing to do business with them. 100 of these carry out this vital task of sending remittances from migrant workers in Europe, especially back home to Africa.
Which country gets hit the hardest in all this? Tell me.
Somalia. Somalia is certainly the worst hit. It's been shattered and smashed to pieces for 20 years. The country doesn't have a banking system. It's heavily dependent on these money transfers from the outside world. Here's the BBC's Africa editor, Mary Harper.
A recent study by the United Nations found that close to half the population of Somalia depended on these remittances for basic food, medicine, and education.
It's not just individuals remitting money to Somalia. Aid agencies use the system too. So does the BBC, in fact, to pay its reporters. The Barclays says there are other money service organisations operating in Somalia, but the BBC says there's only one. So a real lifeline is being cut today.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you very much, Stephen.